Hello and welcome to the program this morning. Jesus is Lord. We are glad that you tuned in. We are glad that you're waiting. The Spirit of the Lord is present here. His presence, His Word. Amazing day we're having today. Beautiful Monday morning. You're welcome to the program. We're about to pray. I'm Edmund Sukwurade, and we're about to pray and get the ball rolling. This is the beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. I trust you treated your body the way you should by giving it water therapy. Water is the best food for the human body. Like we've learned these days, and then the Spirit of God has instructed us to do the same. Today we'll be really looking at wonderful things about God's love, even as we read our scriptures, as we speak of His goodness and His mercy that endures forever. Once more, thank you for tuning in. Let's get the ball rolling as we pray in the Spirit. Wherever you are, pray in the Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Rekibro dadi saka shoda badamanda rabahai. Namale krodo sokala lele ki saraba shoka padi. Brodo sekendele vrinde kele ke sokala man jate katem brodo sekele ki kama rabase ke shokalo mamanta padi. Meki po ramanda re brodo zeke ke lengra aya. Nama sheketi keri po kala maman kapare bugure meme sokra areman shekere paru pasakri. Ein takaleri gri risok shusakro do ngele kale produce ke lembranda la man kamare produce ke si kalu maman tabari. Mare krodo se ke lekati ke li sok shizipik maru nananda bra akase ke sheke le poro mamakari. Neire ke teke li taru sakai. Manse ke tiki jike kolo momon ku pakshin sindi bre eki palumra eket nos kostushe iki pakto maranati. Neifakura akshiksen derike tuklu iki paruma atam bale bre dize ke shenke lembre de kele ke tikaluma makapati. Vrande le kere ke suki pas. Tear yourself up in the Holy Spirit. Namale kose le gla aya. Egidi sekshu sokoloba grinden gridizi ki shakula maman kapati. Ela kla kose ken jeke tikle iki bokla aman gaban tamba le gridizi kshi siki palu momon kobo bondo boro mama kapati. Vandere ki sikle e koro maman tarati. Jekel ki kasokshu siteri ki teli sakulu baranda rabahaya. Bradoze kekshikshi ze kendungra akanda la miki sekshi sakala la lati kradosi. Vrinte ke salala manka prateka sekshi soke le montara maradi sekshi sole eke le marupra akan sarabari. Brige de gezo kan shandebra iki paru maman kama le bokin sekshi shuktenge le likapura maman sarabari. Ye kere na sukshi si kere denkele meki shakala mama kapak mashi takula pari. Nare po kalaman jeke teke li tala lume meki pak mashandara pari. Rave ke sukshi si kile levo kora maman jere ke tuku puk musore mengi kachin jikala la lufle inki pokundombra ankala mamari. Enki pada dendem bruduzek shisi kalamaku kapuk mujika teke litaru kapuk musunga jokalamain tapari. Naseke litare kisekere. Ruki pik mushishin dipik musinti le kelo luvada masakshin senke le tisa kalapatovai. Urumeke sing shisi kere nengeli baku sek shisi kaluma mukupuku sek shizekela momontara na tekreti sek shisalabadebra ai kasari. Joke mende reken tapura man dambure meke siki sharu bakatama lavante puku siki charabare. Ali kama ma ankama rebreduze ke shokolo mamara bade kesok shisi kalamamare. Arakule beto ndoba enku sekshi si kala mama kapa seke li teda gedigle inku kupak ma shantamba le ku seke jyoda mama kapa dik. Arake tuk zekshi si ke leka tuki zada ken tonko buk muzing shi sinki kalo me ira gula mama salabadi. Shaseke li bedi bokoro mama kapa dik. Indi glale ko sokshi si ke le lebok mo sende bele na nedi ke le sokshakaya. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Raf shobe kentoma monda balama kipa shoke levento bra ankama lama shadabari. Nera kateba ku salabari. Rombra ekepo kashekshin sikin dila leka pok mushantono momo kabala misiki kalabari. Le de gidi book mujedu book mujeke di bo kalaman te si ki kala gidaru masek shows a mana mahaya. Rakendo bredenge ziki shakulu mama kap tem bruduze ket leka do moro mama kap te bo shakalabadi. Eri katem bruduze kshi si ki kala mondo bunguli mo kana mama sakalaman jeke teke leka lubak mashadabadi. Egre intari bak mashinti pak masi inki pak mashi sinki pak mashanda ba ma akaba la ma la ma ma kabari. Ndi bak mashale derisa rambre de ket nongla akte ka zikshi si ki ligra ukra ando le le mo kolo ma ma shere baba yu. Rikre di sekshi si ki kel kendo ma remen ke ti ki sakula metendo bra ankana ma man jale po kotono ma mokala ba de sukle iki pala ba de. Rendora aki salama kante bradu sekelabaya. Like I told you earlier, let the praises begin to roll. And those of you who have sent your praises, we are going to read it out before we start. The praises to the Almighty will go before us every time we come together. Let the praises begin to roll. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your praise reports, let it begin to come. Send your praise reports. Thank you, Holy Spirit. O tamari kasade bashote leke babalina non sakaya. Rondere kesi kalebo contentus ikintale mamante pokusek shalama ki palebo de venimsi kalabade. Shapso memen ke paktama tembre di se ke shokolo mama kap tembre use ki li da ruma akamalabade. Eke tinko sokshin zoku ne menge duge lipok musora ma mangla akche se kilo vene menkro duze kalabari. Na male pok musora bahai. Lipro duze ket li katama le bridize ke shuk tinka te bolu ma manka pa te mridize kshi si kalabari. Rantare katunko babu sekshi si kade gem boro dondo balama kapa shik tiki sakala mama kapa shatabade gligle eke poko po shatabade. Randegle eke moma mandere kisaru bakanda bashade bakuda sayo. Ere meke siki jeke lemon kalama shik tiki sike shola mahai. Rimbra deko sok tengile ki kalo poksin sede ki kalo maman tabo lumbra akare badibidi. Nekeli kaso bijikeli gidi brodu sakabadi. Rambek mun jike teke pak mashin jinke bek mosan da la mama ki prado salamama kabadi. Yekore ne de siki jakru de bu section do bana mama kap tembra duze ke ke poro mama kabari. The number to send your praise report to is 814-790-8731. And that's by WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can send your praise reports to our Twitter ID at @tan_radio. Space, then you type your praise report. You hit your send key, and there you go. We get it right here in our inbox, right with in our Twitter account. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I have a couple of praise reports that I want to read out to you, saints of the living God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a praise report here by dear Sister Susan, and this one has been sent some time back, and we've not read this praise report out. So I would like to read his praise report for all the kings and priests of the Most High God as we thank the Lord this morning. No, this is a Thanksgiving Monday where we remember the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I praise you for choosing me even before I was formed from my mother's womb, because I learned from my mother that if she knew I was a girl child, she would have aborted me. We praise the name of the Lord. She thought I would be a boy baby because already she had three daughters. But she gave birth to me. Now I am alive. I thank God for this beautiful life He gave me and for the purpose and potential He has placed in me. Also, I would have died committing suicide, but His love rescued me. Now I know I cannot die because before I accomplish my purpose, very true, sister, on earth, before I accomplish my purpose on earth. Thank you, Father, for my spiritual father and mother who have installed the rich word of God into me that made me prevail through these circumstances. We bless God for your life, our dear sister. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, there's another praise report coming here from our dear sister, so I'm going to be reading that praise report. Now, some of you drop your praise report very early before the fire meeting, and that's good. But if you've not heard your praise report read out before God's people, you can resend it or send a reminder so that we can share the praise report before God's people all over the world. There's another praise report here coming in from our sister. It says, praise the Lord, Pastor. I want to praise and thank our God, hallelujah, the Father, for providing this platform that gives me the opportunity to share the praise reports of Him. Thank you, sister. God bless you. After coming to Love Embassy Church, I started to experience lots of miracles in my spiritual life. Now, considering the time constraints, I was sharing just one or two to you during the weekends. But I was not getting inner satisfaction because I wanted to share all the miracles to you as I felt being my pastor. You have every right to know God's word in my life through your preaching or counsels or prayer. How amazing that the Holy Spirit saw my desire and led you to open this WhatsApp and Twitter platform to receive the praise and thanksgiving reports in and out the season. And now I feel my head very light as I'm able to share all the miracles of our God, not only to you but to the bigger crowd, which is greater than my thoughts. It gives me immense happiness, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Sister Priscilla. God bless you and thank you. We're happy also. Now, I want your praise report to keep coming in, but ensure that when we start the Word of God, I may not be able to read the praise report that you will be sending, because in a moment I'll be starting reading our Thanksgiving word of the scripture. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And here is our daughter. She says, today, you know, when your praise come fresh in the morning, just amazing. Here's our daughter says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my daughter. Praise the Lord, Pastor. I praise God for leading me in every kinds of situation. Nowadays I can see myself going many steps forward in faith. I bless God for your life, my daughter. I never expected that. Can I move in faith to this level also? I praise God for it, Pastor. No wonder faith. Please God. God is good all the time. He sure is. Vasha from KGF. Thank you, my daughter. God bless you. All these beautiful praise reports are just flying in, and I thank God for it. Now, today is Thanksgiving Monday, and Thanksgiving Monday, we bring to His presence His goodness and His mercy that endures forever. So wherever you're listening from, let's get the ball rolling for Thanksgiving again and again as we read our Psalm, Book of Psalms 136 from verse 1 to the end. All you need to do is to say, "For His mercy endures forever. For His mercy endures forever." I believe you're ready. Psalm 136 from verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for His mercies endures forever. To Him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for His mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for His mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for His mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for His mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which led His people through the wilderness, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which smote great kings, for His mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for His mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for His mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for His mercy endureth forever. And give their land for an heritage, for His mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, His servant, for His mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for His mercy endureth forever. And had redeemed us from our enemies, for His mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for Your mercy endures forever and Your faithfulness upon our lives. We give You praise. We worship Your precious holy name. Thank You, Lord. Amen and amen. Today, the Spirit of the Lord wants you to know that His love is not fake. God's love is not fake. Many people in the world, when they love, they are uncertain. And so there is this competition. There is this strife, but God's love is not fake. Whenever you express God's love to people, no wanting, it's original. God's love is not fake. The Bible says that God is love. So because God is love, when you walk in love, understand one thing, that you're doing something that is very genuine. And so this morning, In a couple of minutes, I speak to you about love has understanding. Love has understanding. Now, during these few days, I have been tweeting and as well as updating our social account, my social account particularly, with love quotes and convictions of mine that I have discovered as walking with God. Yesterday, I was speaking to my audience over Instagram and also Twitter and all the social networks where my ID is registered, even on Facebook. I was speaking to them about love forces no one. True love will not force you to accept his love. That's manipulation and that's human fantasies. Today, I speak to you about love having understanding. When you love someone, you have to be within what they want you to be and how they want you to be. Now, like we've always said, love is more than a relationship. Love is the life of God that God has given to us. Because the Bible says God is love. So love has understanding. So you've got to apply understanding in walking in love. You have to apply understanding. Understanding is very, very, very important in walking in love. You cannot say, well, I love them, so that's why I did what I did for them. Or I love them, that's why I am this way with them. Good. But you have to show understanding. Love has understanding. Love would not fight. Love would not try to defend itself. Love would not try to prove his point. Love has understanding. Today, whoever in your life is a kind of headache to you, whoever in your life that threatens you, just show a little understanding as you walk in love, and the whole problem or the whole difficulty that you face will be no more. It's my prayer for every king and priest of the Most High God listening to me right now that you will find out the power of God's love when you apply understanding. God's love is something that we will not walk in embarrassment and shame when we apply understanding. Love has understanding. In this discussion this morning, it's so wide for you to understand that when you walk in love, you must know what God expects of you. You must know what God expects of the people you are expressing God's love to. And that's understanding. Understanding loves God understanding. You've got to understand what people go through. You've got to understand the difficulties they go through. You know, sometimes I just feel like talking to some people, not because, you know, they want to speak to me some spiritual thing, or I want to give them a counsel from the Lord. That's cute, that's beautiful, that's important. But sometimes God just wants me to just talk to them. And this has happened several times. And not knowing from the other side, they are actually broken and they are confused and they really want someone to talk to. And most of the time as I speak to people, I tell them, we are available for you to speak to. You can call us with this prayer line number. I will answer personally. And if I do not answer, you can drop a message and I will call you back, or I will make sure I speak with you. Sometimes when we speak, when we have communication, when we speak to one another, love of God just flows. It's not really that we are saying, I love you with the love of Christ, or we are trying to minister to them or something. We're just there to hear their pain, there to share in what they're going through. And most of the time, obviously, the Spirit of God gives a counsel out from that situation. This is understanding. Love's got understanding. Love has understanding. It's so important that as we walk in love, we show understanding to one another. We understand what inconveniences us. We understand what people don't want. We understand what they want. So we go within the parameters of God's word, and we show understanding based on what God's word teaches us. You know, to this light, final words this morning. There are people that you really think they do not really understand you. Why don't you think about understanding them? There are people whom you think they don't really they don't know what your cares and your desires and the things you like. They don't care about it. Why don't you care about what they like? Why don't you care about what they care about? Understand, I've always told my people, and I've always told those whom are trained in the Word of God and in the things of God, people generally do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. When they know how much you care, your words become valuable in their hearing, in their audience. When people know how much you care for them, they want to care how much you say to them. So it's just kind of reciprocal. You sow love, you reap love. And so when people know how much you care, then your words care to them. Your words matter to them. This morning, I send you kings and priests of the Most High God back to that place where you feel ejected, where you feel not accepted, not understood. This time around, I'm sending you there with love's understanding. Love understands. Love has understanding. So you've got to understand. I remember just vividly, it's right before my eyes. We got a problem with one of our systems, a newly bought system. And it's amazing because the system really doesn't get problem. But this time around, we had problem with this system. And it was emergency, and we're in the middle of broadcasting and doing live streaming and many multiple things that God has strengthened us to do by His wisdom. And so I called the customer care. Oh boy, I was speaking to them how urgently I needed this. But you see, from their end, it is practically impossible for them to meet my need within the time frame. Put it this way, unfortunately, within the time frame that I needed it. In that moment, I needed to show understanding, but I didn't. I wanted that laptop to be fixed as quick as possible because it's under warranty, it's very expensive laptop, gaming laptop, etc., etc. But the situation forced me to understand because their imperfection, their slow way, their slow rate of answering, their slow rate of responding, I've got to understand that people have different pace. I've got to understand their condition and how they will write down the job description. Many things entails and many things went on. Finally, I got to slow down. You know, sometimes we're like that in relationship. We want what we want. You see, whether people understand it or not, we want what we want. You slow down. You've got to understand them. You've got to understand. So some of us, we feel God is not responding. The thing is delaying. You've got to understand what God's will say about what you want, what you're praying for. Love's got understanding. Father, I pray for all the kings and priests of the Most High God listening to me this morning over the radio, wherever they are listening from. I send them back to that situation, back to that person, back to their office where the thing went wrong. But this time around, I send them with love's understanding, and they will go and they will solve whatever mess up and misunderstanding that has developed over the years. Or however it is, I send them now with the answer. Love has understanding. Go and make things right in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. With your children, with your husband, with your spouse, with your friend, with your colleagues, with your boss, whomsoever that may be, and whomsoever it may concern. I send you with a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit from the presence of God with understanding. Love's God understanding. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For your presence, we give you praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your fresh anointing be released upon each and every king and priest of the Most High God listening over the radio right now. Fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. Fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. No weapon formed against your family, no weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon will prosper. There is no weapon that can fight love. So you are winning today. Your hands are anointed to accomplish whatever you have to do today. Your feet are anointed to move and accomplish whatever you have to do today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fresh anointing from the presence of God is on you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I'm about to go, but I leave you with this couple of announcements. I am daily on Instagram, Facebook, as well as Tumblr. I am Prophetess Agape, used to know as Joanna. Her name's changed. I'm going to tell you more about this in the 7 days to a better life. 7 days to a better life. So I'm on these social networks, myself and my dear lovely wife. You can keep track with us and beautiful words of encouragement we update daily and often as possible. Secondly, 7 days to a better life will be coming up from the 22nd. From the 22nd, I bet you don't want to miss it. 22nd through to 28. That's 7 days to a better life. You don't want to miss it, and I know your life will never remain the same. There's a new question this week for all you Christians out there. You've got to answer the question. Now, I'll prefer you answer the question with your beautiful voice so that we can play it over Tan Radio. Otherwise, you can send your text, not a problem, but we prefer your voice. You can send your answer to our email ID, prayer@tshalnations.tv, or you can send it to @tan_radio, and that's our Twitter account. Or you can send it to the last option, to the WhatsApp number 8147908731. So what's the question? The question is, which is the best way, walking in love or falling in love? Let's have your answer to that question. Which is the best way, walking in love or falling in love? It's very important that your questions come today, because we want to feature it. Because a couple of days, on Wednesday, we are having Love Life, celebrating the singles. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, that's 14th, in Love and Mercy of Foundation, we will be celebrating the singles 6 p.m. that evening. Pardon. Wow, I wanted to say every. So don't miss these programs. God bless you. And I leave you the beautiful song, Kings and Priests of the Most High God, by Lionel Richie and the Commanders. And that is Jesus is Love. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Keep yourself in God's love. And don't forget, love has understanding. Oh, God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know He's love forever. Ah, in my heart, we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our
Is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.